What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
RTE going forward will have four sources of funding, the existing three of advertising, sponsorship and the licence fee, and now a new state subsidy worth in excess of 200 million per year over a guaranteed 3 years. Joining me now to talk about whether this is the right way to go or otherwise is Irish Examiner columnist Fergus Finlay and political correspondent for the Irish Daily Mail, Aisling Maloney. Good morning and welcome to you both. Aisling, your reaction to this plan?
Well, I suppose, look, we were expecting a plan to go before government for the last 12 months, even before the crisis in RTE began last June. Government were going to decide on a new funding model for the national broadcaster and for public service media. So this has been a long time coming. And there are critics who will say that they haven't really done much with this decision. As you said there, they are retaining the TV licence. So your listeners will still have to pay €160 per year to OnPost. They'll still be the collection agent. So nothing much has changed on that side, although the government are saying that they want to ramp up compliance, make sure more people are paying and less people are evading. But on the other hand, then they have secured this new element, which will be a top up each year from the government directly from the Exchequer to RTE, to the national broadcaster. And that funding is decided over 3 years. So it gives them guarantee over how much they're going to receive come the next year, and that can't be altered. And I also suppose it, what the point of that is to make sure that there's less political interference and that RTE aren't subjected to yearly budgetary negotiations like other public services are. The Taoiseach this morning going into Cabinet saying that this is a significant milestone in increasing Exchequer support for public service media in Ireland, and he said most public services would give their right arm to know the level of funding going forward on a 3-year basis. Now, the figures, Pat, I think will be further clarified after Cabinet once we get a solid line on what Cabinet have actually agreed in terms of the amount to be granted to RTE. As you say, they receive a substantial amount in licence fee revenue. The vast majority of what's collected in the licence fee goes to RTE each year. For example, in 2022, they got €195 million in TV licence revenue. So that is the majority still of the funding they will get. So I suppose people will be hearing about this overall €725 million package for RTE over the next 3 years. But the vast majority of that is paid for literally directly from the taxpayers' pocket via the TV licence. And then the rest, it will be further kind of from the taxpayer.
So I'm sure RTE will be pleased with this. I mean, the projected €225 million in 2025, €240 million in 2026, €260 million in 2027. Fergus Finlay, the question of how politically fraught this might be, because people will say quite logically, if we're paying through direct taxation and then we're asked to pay a licence fee, that amounts to a double tax.
Well, yes, and that's true. And it probably would have been better to do away with the licence fee, but then they would have had to fund more public money. It would have been cosmetically better, let's put it that way. But and the truth is, RTE has been damaged in recent years by the self-inflicted wounds it has imposed on itself through mismanagement. And the thing that has been damaged most is public confidence and support. RTE was a highly trusted organisation, and it cannot make that claim today. But it is still our national broadcaster, and it still has to be supported. And you know, that's the work that has been done since the new DG came in has, I think, gone a long way to restore trust. And we see an awful lot of high-quality public service broadcasting on RTE. I don't know if you watched the Eamon Casey programme the other night.
I certainly did, and we covered it on the programme yesterday.
Yes, yes. Public broadcasting of the highest quality, which can't have been easy to produce, can't have been quick to produce, and certainly can't have been cheap to produce. But without that kind of broadcasting, Ireland would be a much poorer place. Now, you don't get an Eamon Casey programme every week, but we have to support it. We have to support that kind of broadcasting. Because of my obsession with other people's politics, UK politics in the last couple of months and now US politics, I try to access as much media as I can abroad. And if you can really do it online, really, but if you access the sort of mad, crazy world of American media, you really begin to long for the notion of something that's a bit independent, a bit fair-minded. I mean, News Talk in Ireland is independent and free, but it's not crazy and mad like some of the US stations are. And it doesn't matter what side you're on in American politics. The media is crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. You listen to it for a night and then you think, mother of God, when could we have a sane, reasonable, Pat Kenny or Brian Dobson moderating all this stuff?
Now, the question of who's going to get what from this pot, you know, with RT getting 195, as Ashton pointed out, in a year, and getting that again from the state, and getting as much advertising as it can possibly sell, and getting all the sponsorship, every programme is sponsored, it does seem like a not very level playing field to those who are forced to compete with RTE. I mean, if you look at the online offering of RTE, you know, it's not behind a paywall. Others, like the Irish Times, the Independent Group and so on, have got to compete with that subsidised offering.
Yeah, and I think there is a strong argument there, particularly around, I was going to say Airtel, but I mean the player. There is a strong argument for introducing some element of paywall where the player is concerned.
And then they'll say it's triple taxation.
To catch up. Well, of course they will. Of course they will. But you can't please all the people all the time. But in the interest of competition and fairness, I think there is an argument if you want to catch up on a series. Now, in the UK, there are choices. You can access all four, for example, the Channel 4 catch-up with ads, or you can pay a subscription. You can't access catch-up on the BBC at all, even though it is entirely free in the UK, where, by the way, they pay a much bigger licence fee than here. Competition matters, and stations like News Talk are somewhat disadvantaged, though I haven't seen much evidence that News Talk somewhat disadvantaged. I haven't seen much evidence that News Talk is dying on its feet or anything. It's still a very
no, but you see RT poaching people from News Talk all the time, and they will be doing that with the help of state money.
Stop whinging, Pat. You've done a bit of reverse poaching in your time yourself. Go way out of that.
Do you not accept that having a guaranteed budget every year and the kind of salaries and salary structures that will be put in place in RTE might denude other media outlets, including News Talk, other local radio stations, newspapers, of their talent?
I think it'll put other media outlets to the pin of their collar a bit, and I don't see an awful lot of harm in that. I would worry much more, Pat. I really would worry much more about the future of newspapers and the ability of newspapers to compete with all of this stuff. I think newspapers are dying on their feet, and I think that's one of the great tragedies that we would live to regret. If I was in a position to subsidise anything, and this might sound like special pleading because I worked for a newspaper times, I do think there is a strong case for a survival type subsidy for some of our national newspapers. It is really important that they keep that they're being able to keep going.
Including those that have a British parent, like the Irish Daily Mail, for which Aisling works, and by the way, which cooperated with RT in the production of the Bishop Casey documentary.
They did, yes. Yeah. Perhaps less in the case of a rich British parent, but some.
Aisling, would you like to rejoin the discussion?
Sure, but Well, look, I suppose, as you say there, what happens in RTE, good or bad, or what decisions are made around the public service media, be they positive or negative, they have a ripple impact on the rest of the media sector. And I suppose, just as Fergus there was talking about newspapers dying on their feet, if RTE was allowed to do so as well, it would have a ripple effect on the rest of the media industry in a negative way as well. So it's kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't, if you're using, you know, if we're looking at those two binary arguments about giving RTE too much money or too little money. I will say as well, I think, Pat, you were saying that they were going to get 400 nearly million euro each year. It is the license fee will still be the largest portion of what they will get each year. And there will be a top up of, we're talking around 125 million over 3 years. So like 20 million 1 year, 50 million the next, that kind of a thing. So it is still, the majority is the license fee. So look, I suppose, as you say there about the national, I suppose when I say about the negative impact on the media industry, you're talking about where obviously commercial operators, newspapers, News Talk have our own, you know, we have to meet a bottom line in terms of staying in the black. Whereas RTE is there to do things like the Irish language, which isn't profitable in other areas. Obviously, you have TG Cahir as well. You have maybe children's programming. You have minority audiences. You have cultural programs that maybe aren't profitable to yeah. make.
And I understand all of that. But I remember years ago when I was on the RTE Authority suggesting to the management of the day that they should separate and cost out that element of their services, be they on television or on radio, that were public service denoted. And then look at the other stuff, which is commercially denoted. But there was no appetite to do that. And I'm not sure there is.
There still isn't, because 2FM, you know, we understand can kind of wash its own face because it is it operates just like any other commercial radio station. But there is no appetite from RTE ever, and particularly the current Director General Kevin Backhurst, when he has been asked if it's for sale or if it could be put up for sale, that he has said that it isn't. So look, I suppose if that happens in the background, where they, you know, make sure certain the commercial revenue goes towards X and public service revenue goes towards Y, you know, if they're still under the same roof, then it's all the one thing, really, right, isn't it? You know,
Aisling, we'll leave it there. Aisling Maloney, political correspondent for the Irish Daily Mail. Fergus Finlay, Irish Examiner columnist. Thank you both very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.